And our grandchildren called him Pappy and called me Mammy. Isn't that just dreadful? Because I always think about somebody real big and fat and black with a bandana on. But Mammy and Pappy match, you see.
Uh-huh. And, they're just imitated the sound.
Uh-huh.
And,
but I think these, I know so many people that just have dreadful names that their grandchildren give them that are really, I think, worse even than Mammy. Something like Grammy and Gigaw and all sorts of, because you know after anybody gets past 2 or 3 years old, that sounds awful, doesn't it?
Yes, but I suppose it becomes a term of endearment, and perhaps.
I guess so, but you know, you have to think about a grown boy, because sometimes I think the name actually embarrasses the one who's using it.
Yes, outside the family.
That's mm-hmm.
certainly true. In eating chicken, what is the name of that bone that looks like this?
Wishbone.
And do you have names for the two parts of the bone?
No.
The larger part is, the inside part of the chicken that you can't eat, liver, heart, things like that.
You're getting me off my my department. You know, I don't eat chicken or anything else with a feather on it, and I hardly know the foot from the beak. I don't know what.
How about the insides of?
I don't know what maybe if you call it maybe
gizzard.
It sound, huh?
Gizzard.
Oh yeah, it's gizzard. Uh huh.
And how about the insides of a pig or calf?
I don't know, but you're not referring to chitterlings, are you?
That's
of beef.
What does that refer to?
I think it's the intestines of beef. That's what I think it is.
And does haslet or harslet?
Never heard of that.
And did you ever hear farmers call any of their livestock? They give them calls, suey or sooky.
Oh, yeah, that's the way people call pigs and hogs, I think, isn't it?
Well, which one? Suey or?
Suey, I think. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Sooky is.
Well, I think OG could do better on that than I
could. And. Couple more here in using horses for transportation. How would you refer? Suppose you wanted a horse to pull a buggy. You would tell someone to prepare the horse. How
hitch the horse. Mm-hmm.
And how's the word harness used?
Somebody might say harness the horse. Make a verb out of it.
The things you hold for driving?
Reins.
And the same for horseback?
I guess it, I don't know what a bridle would be called. Whether it would be called reins or?
Lines.
I don't know.
And the things you put your feet in?
Stirrup.
Very heavy emphasis on